Hi, I'm Kim.
I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Today, as always, we have four topics, 15 minutes each, and we're going to get right to it. Our first topic is the current trend that we've seen of CPS, police, security, whatever they are, taking people's babies away.
My thing is this. I understand CPS has to have, you know, a stand in this world. When they get it right, God bless them. But lately, they literally have not been, in my book, haven't been getting it right. They are leaving kids in toxic homes where, like I said, a couple weeks ago, there was this aunt and a mother who had literally killed this lady's grandchildren. And she was so mad. She said, I love my daughters, but right now I hope they both burn in hell. She literally said that about her daughter and her
daughters mother. Killed her grandchildren, killed her own yeah. children.
And she said that she had fought to have them. She fought tooth and nail. They used to live with her, and somehow the mother got them back and lost them. And then the aunt got them. And then the aunt killed them, put them in the trunk, and was driving around with them in the trunk.
In Baltimore, and yeah. got pulled over. And got the pulled officer over. Smith, I wasn't connecting that. I was getting ready to mention that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And wow. So CPS was all the way involved from the beginning to the end. They got it wrong. So my thing is this, in that instance, they got it wrong. And this instance where they're just going into hospitals for mothers who don't want their kids vaccinated, or they feel like they're leaving. Some women don't even want to be in the hospitals after giving birth. They just want to go home and take their kids home, and they're snatching their babies out of their arm.
Well, the thing is, back in the day, you used to be in the hospital for 3-4 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I had my last child, which was 18 years ago, they kick you out the next day.
Now, see, because of that, that's why I never left. With all three of mine, my son was a little different. He was premature, so I was there a month. But with the other two, I stayed 5 days. And when they tried to kick me out in 3 days, I said, let me tell you something. My insurance is paying your bills and everybody else's who come in this room. You all aren't paying for me for one thing. Not one thing. I said, so my insurance told me I'm covered for 5 days. I'm going to stay my 5 days. So one lady who happened to be a Black woman, she says, well, ma'am, we want to hurry up and try to turn this room over because we have other people that need it. I said, no one needs it more than the person who's sitting here. So may you leave out and just send somebody else in that will, you know, that I don't have to deal with that, because I just had a beautiful life created and I don't want you ruining it for me. So she left and we got another nurse who was fabulous. And she definitely said, you're right. You stay as long as you want to stay. As long as your insurance is paying and you all are paying this bill, you stay as long as you want. Because what people don't know is your insurance already paid the money for that room. So if you leave early, they don't reimburse your insurance company. It looks like you left because you wanted to leave. And a lot of people don't know that. I stayed my full 5 days.
For me, I don't like medical intervention. Mm-hmm. So I want to leave the hospital.
A lot of people
my baby. And we're out. But I do understand that everybody doesn't have that perspective. So
no. And let me tell you, I know a young girl a couple of years back who literally was in the hospital, gave birth. She was out the next day. She went to, I believe it was a Target to buy some baby stuff. She left the baby in the car with the dad. And the dad is sitting there wondering what is taking her so long. He sees the ambulance. He sees the fire truck pull up.
They're
walking around the store looking for, you know, who could be with her or anything. So he literally goes in because he gets a feeling something isn't right. And sure enough, she's dead in there. She had an ambulance.
You gotta have some common sense. I mean, you don't leave the hospital and go to Target. Now, I said the day after, as you're indicating, it might be 2 or 3 days. It just was quick. It was quick. We were in, we were out, and I was fine with that. But I went myself home, mm-hmm. the baby and I, to the bedroom. And if I needed something, my husband went and got that. Because first of all, I don't even feel like walking. And mm-hmm. I had no cesareans or anything. I don't want to walk. I don't want to cook. I just want to lay up here. Hey, I need some food. Bring the baby. You know, I'm not going to Target the day after I get out the hospital.
Absolutely.
You have to have some fun.
Very young girl. I mean, she couldn't have been more than maybe 20 some years old, maybe. And the father, you know, had to raise that kid all by itself because the mother literally, and I always blame that for leaving the hospitals too soon.
You know what? I can't help but wonder as a lawyer if they filed suit, because if she was in my life or anybody had come to me and said something, I would have considered filing suit against the hospital, because they ought to know that you need a sufficient amount of time
or where your orders, your discharge orders, you can absolutely not go walking around. My mother would not let us out the house for 30 days after we gave birth.
Anyway, I don't want to go walking around. I want to sit right here. We have ensuite bathrooms. I want to be right here in this little area. Bring me the phone. Where's the TV remote? That's the one of the few times as a woman that you can just take it off and don't have to do anything. So,
unlike my situation, but yeah.
Okay, so the thing that, you know, me, I always have like a little different take on it, because what I'm not clear on, do you know why they took the baby from the woman in the hospital?
I don't know if you heard the statement she made, which was weird to me. She was like, there's no drugs in my baby's system. And there's, so I was like, was this a history of she had other children and those children had drugs in their system, or was, or did they tell her if you have any more kids that CPS will be taking them? Like, it was just so, you know, nonchalant the way he snatched the baby out of her arms. And I thought it was really cruel.
It was so hurtful. It was so, it blew my mind. It broke my heart. I was like, and then she's over there like, don't hurt my baby. But the thing that, there's this woman I watch and she's been really following it. And she said, the evidence showed there's no drugs in the baby system or the mother system. I don't know, like you said, did she just throw that out because that's the only reason she knows them to take a baby?
Right.
Or was there an allegation? But you know me, I'm thinking, what kind of DNA did that baby have? Those people are, our babies are advanced and people are coming into this earth to do different things. And I just question that. My thing is, have your birth at home. I'm never having another baby, but if I ever did, give me a doula. Let's do this thing at home. I'm not even going to the hospital.
My thing is, I mean, which I'll never have any more children in this lifetime, but my kids, and when they are ready to have children, I don't even think I'm going to let them be born in this country, though. I've already said that.
God, where are they going to be born, George?
I mean, either we'll have to go to, like, Africa or, you know, South Africa, or we'll go somewhere where, you know, they have a great advanced, you know, hospital. Columbia is also getting
Senegal up. I've heard from people who work in the hospital industry, the Senegal has an advanced,
I saw their hospital too, just recently. It literally I saw it, it's ginormous, it's beautiful, and it's very modern. And I'm just saying, at this point, I've told my children, I don't know who their husbands are going to be, but you're not having birth in, because I think if they're not born with something wrong with them, they're going to want to make something wrong with them. If
they're going to want to give them injections, they want to give you injections.
And I don't want
right from birth.
Nope.
My thing is, you know me, I'm not going to control what they do, but I highly recommend
them floating around like it's normal to have these babies that are just, you know, that can't really do, I mean, they can do things because they have things to help them. But I'm just saying, it's nothing cute about keep having these babies that are not advanced. You know what I'm saying?
That are
not at their full capacity.
Artistic, not really all there, not doing the things that they really otherwise would do. I don't really control my kids, so I won't say that I'm not going to let them, but I will be strongly, strongly encouraging a home birth. I will be finding people and sending them to them saying, look, what about this person? What about that person?
I don't even trust home births anymore, because now they're trying to arrest people for having home births. If something happened to their baby, they're calling it neglect. I mean, it's just so many different things the United States is doing. And I'm just like, no, I don't want any part of that. Not for my grandchildren. I don't want to even deal with that. Because I really believe, like when Elon Musk came out and said that he was autistic, I was just like, here we go.
I don't think he's autistic. Stop the BS. He's not autistic, is he?
He said he has autism. So
he might have Asperger's syndrome, which is all the way at the high end of the scale where you're actually gifted. But I don't.
Saturday Night Live, almost the last one that they did for the year. He had autism. He announced he was the host. And I was just sitting there going, where are we going?
You know, I've been dealing with special education cases for about 16 years. First as a judge, then as a lawyer. I don't see autism in him. You could see autism.
I agree that I don't believe there's what he said is there. I mean, maybe something is there. I don't know what it is. I mean,
well, autism is a scale. Right. And if it is, he has a very mild touch of it because they don't behave in the way he behaves. But right. I mean, you know, I don't know the man. I've never met him in person, right. but it just right. doesn't seem likely. Mm-hmm. But I think that America is getting to be too much of a police state. We don't need the level of control that they're trying to impose. If I have my baby at home mm-hmm. and my baby doesn't survive, mm-hmm. as long as there's no intentional or negligent killing, then perhaps it was just the fates.
Yeah.
Perhaps
yeah.
it was destiny. Well, I don't need you coming in and arresting me. Because,
you know, the prison system and all the other things that they got to try to keep, you know, making their money off of. So, you know, they won't let that just be an accident that happened. You know, SIDS was, you know, one thing. Now it's almost like if you say your baby had SIDS, they are really like, well, you know, did you let him cry to sleep and he, you know, laid face down? Did he turn over? Did you neglect him? Like,
did you give him all those shots in the hospital? Because that's what the SIDS is really coming absolutely. From. So let's look at what the real cause is. I think that, you know, me and Miss Radical, black. I think it's time for us to start taking some action. Oh, personally, yeah. I think the government is going way too far. When I saw them snatch that lady's baby, I mean, because they were
people. All those mothers and black women did not get angry, regardless if she was a bad mother before or a neglectful mother before. In that moment, we're supposed to judge everything by its actions in the moment. By that moment, that man who was a white man snatching that baby out of that woman's arms.
He just lunged for the baby, like out of nowhere. No advance warning, but this is the thing. I can't really even have a conversation on the basis that she previously did something because she asked him why. He did not say one word.
Nobody gave
no indication that she's done anything in the past.
Who gave her a reason? Mm-hmm. No one in the hospital, the nurses, doctors, no one gave her
nobody. So I don't want to assume that she had done something in the past that they were bringing into the current.
No,
because they didn't say, now, Miss such and such, you know, they didn't say a word. He just lunged for her baby.
Told you that if you have any more children, that they will be taken by CPS immediately.
He said, who said that?
No, I'm saying they didn't say that. Like, if they
didn't say anything.
No.
So I don't want to assume that she had done something.
A black woman's home and put it in a white woman's home. That has got to be, to me, a deprogramming system. You know, why couldn't they have taken it and give it to the aunt, the uncle, the grandma?
Right, why could they not take her baby? Or if they were going to take her baby, they needed to give her a justification. It's not unreasonable to say why. And just because children are involved doesn't mean all your due process rights fly out the window. That whole thing just blew me. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do other than type up some crap on social media and do a duet? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do?
Until women and men come together who are black and take a stance and just shut everything down, like I always say, it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Because
I think you're right on that. And I think that, see, for me, like, immediate action, mm-hmm. no more hospital births.
Yeah.
No more hospital. I don't care what.
My whole grandmother and mother's generation, my mother said she
was. Your mother had you at home?
My grandmother had my mother, it was her first child in the hospital, but all before that, all her kids were they were born in the house.
The day we saw that video, mm-hmm. every black woman should have said, we would not be going back to the hospital for any births. Look, if you're going to take my child in the hospital, I'm going to take my chances at home.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, they'll come to your house. Well, come to my house because you don't know when I'm having birth, what I'm having, any of that. I would not go at all. I mean, if I were of childbearing age, I wouldn't go to the hospital. That would be the end of it for me.
I think the United States is going to lose its population of black people very soon. I really do believe that. And I'm talking about, and I know Haki was saying, you know, Brazil has a large, I wasn't talking about the Brazilian.
But they're powerless. So nobody's going to be a part of, we're the ones with the power and the resources and the education.
Absolutely.
And the international influence. Everybody watches what we do, let's face it.
So that was my point. That was the black people I was talking about. I believe that it is just going to be one of those things where people are slowly but surely migrating either back to the motherland or to other lands.
Because the Caribbean. It's been happening, Tori. It's been happening for like about a decade now. It's been happening. When you go over there, there are pockets everywhere. I met so many British people, Black Brits, yeah. and African Americans, they're everywhere over there. And they're in the countries I didn't go to too. It's in Tanzania. And
Mexico. Mexico is picking up a lot.
Mexico. I know a guy whose son lives in Mexico right now. Yep. They go to Jamaica. He went to Jamaica off the grid to see if he could live there. People don't, you know, I don't know what they're thinking, but we've got too much on the ball just to sit here and watch you just destroy everything about us. Mm-hmm. And what they're going to be left with, and somebody said this on TikTok, what you're going to be left with is all of the, I don't want to call them lower class, but lower income Blacks who don't have the ability to go anywhere or do anything because they don't have the resources. But the people that have the ability are leaving slowly but surely.
I feel like people with the knowledge are leaving because you can't stay around and be tolerable for this crap anymore. Like, I can't tolerate it. I don't want to tolerate it. I've gone other places. I know the United States is not the end all be all because they've told you so many times over and over how other countries are this and other countries, and they'll show you on TV and then you get there and you're like, but I thought y'all, and they're like, no.
And now they're attacking us on so, it's one thing when it's just this or just that, but now everywhere we turn. But anyway, that was our time, Tor. All right, so issue number two is the Black guy walking around China with his shirt off.
Oh
my. And everybody on there talking about how he's a god and all this sort of stuff.
And I think that is women being sexual. And I thought when I saw it, I just screamed because I was just like, you're embarrassing me. You know, you're walking around, you don't have an attitude, but you have an attitude, you know, from the way I'm looking at you walk around like, yeah, that's right. You know, this is like, no, you're making it bad for me who want to go there one day. And I don't need that to be my introduction that this is what we are as Black people, because we're not. Like, I respect your culture. I respect the fact that you don't drop down and twerk in the middle of the road. Like, I just want you to stop. Like, you don't have to always say, I'm a god and I make my presence. Yes, you are, but you don't have to be stripped down naked to prove that, you know?
Because handsome is a guy? Sean Wayans, who I always thought was very attractive, and he had a very nice physique, and he will always wear those tight turtlenecks that fit his body. You don't have to be naked to look good. No. And the question, I told you, I typed on there when I saw it, I typed, why? Nobody else is walking around with their shirt off.
No, and then he said, look how, and then comments, if you read, they're like, look how they're looking at you. People, everybody thinks that we're the only country that has common sense. Other people look at you with the same way we can look at you. Like, what are you doing? Why are you walking around like this? This isn't, like, my wife and kids are here. You think this is appropriate? No, we don't have that. We don't do that. We don't act like this. Like, we're staring at you for all the other reasons you might not even think.
Maybe even the men were turned around. You see that couple, the man and the woman turned around like, you're not in the park in the United States where everybody's playing soccer with their shirt on.
You're not at Muscle Beach in California where everybody does stuff like, you're in a country that has culture still, and their culture is still limited to respect of, you know, I mean, yeah, of course we know they have a dictatorship. Okay, we know that. But I'm talking about their culture. It's still respectable. You know, you're not allowed to, you know, do some of the things we see in the United States on the street. You're like,
I mean, but truthfully, that's our culture now, unfortunately, but this is not their culture. When you go somewhere, if you notice, Tora, in a number of my videos from the Gambia, I had on a long skirt. I have skirts. Now here, I put on some booty shorts and a t-shirt or whatever, because that's how we dress here when it's 85 degrees, but that's not how they dress there.
And so, you know, they tried to do that over there and they shut it down.
I've never seen them try it.
In Africa, these women went over there. They were probably from Africa, but came here, got Americanized, tried to go back home, and they like...
Which country?
I want to say it was Ghana, maybe.
Because Ghana is less uptight than the Gambia, but the Gambia is a Muslim country. And so you still see... I saw a couple young girls with the... only the slit showing. I don't advocate that, but you can do what you want with your body. But you don't go to a place where they wear the hijabs and all that and just started wearing mini skirts, and I am known for mini skirts. And I didn't wear any.
When you go to Dubai, there are certain places in Dubai, they're not playing it. Cover your butt up or go home. We don't need you or your money. And I respect that. I love places like that that say no. No, you take that little ratchet stuff back to your little ratchet country where y'all let anything go, and that's why y'all are out of control with your crime and all the other things that's been going on in your life. I love countries that take a stand.
And it's self-respect, too. It's self-respect. If nobody, if you've been in a country for a week and you haven't seen anybody walking around with their shirt off, why are you doing it?
Let's take a short sponsor break.
Now, back to the current episode.
In my thing,
self-respect. Do you have enough respect for yourself to fit into the culture that you, if you don't visit, stay at home, because apparently you can't fit in.
I totally agree with that. And that was almost bringing it back home to Miami. When during the pandemic, they had flights to Miami for $50 round trip. And I know it because my niece was booking it. And I kept thinking, I told her this. I said, you're going to regret, even though it's only $50, you're going to regret you bought that ticket. And she's like, no, I'm not. I can't wait to go. I said, when you go, you're going to have a whole bunch of $50 hoo-hoos going to.
$50 mindsets.
Right. And and sure enough, she called me. She said, well, I used my $50 towards Vegas just for Mia's birthday. I was like, see, I tried to tell you, because once they showed it on the news of all the $50 hoo-hoos down there, that's what you want to go get. And now they jacked the prices up. So they won't be down there anymore. Because most people, if you spend $300-$400 round trip to go somewhere in the United States, you are not going to go down there and twerk in the middle of the street.
Let me tell you what I would have done. It was to Miami. Would have taken me a $50 flight to Miami, rented me a rental car, and went up to West Palm Beach or something. You know, something like a 3-hour drive.
You think some girls from the hood and some boys from the hood who've never been anywhere other than their backyard.
No, I'm saying what I would have done. Yeah. I don't expect them to do that.
No, you would have been creative and do something like that, but not those guys. Not those people that came down there, went down there and destroyed parts of Miami, and they were heated. They were like, no. We do not have this stuff down here. Go home. You know, like leave, go home, and then they immediately jacked those. And I knew that was going to happen, and I was glad, because that's my point of life is like, I want everybody to experience things, but don't ruin it.
It sounds like you're having an issue with the lack of decorum and respect that Americans are just displaying, because that's the thing that you're saying about Miami, that you're saying about him. I did feel like he wasn't respecting their culture.
Right.
But I think that, is it the case for you, it's just a bigger issue that Americans are lacking in respect and
it's the whole thing. It's the culture. It's the community. Because I remember Freaknik, and I remember going the first 3 years that it was in existence, and it was beyond fun. And I remember catching a train down there from Annapolis to Amtrak with my girlfriend, and there was a Caucasian woman on the train, and she was like, I just don't understand why they got to come to our city and they got to do this. And I said, ma'am, we're only here for the weekend. You can't tolerate Black people coming down here having a good time, you know, being around our own people for the weekend. Like, it's killing you that much. We're gone the rest of the days. I said, it's 365 days of the year. You know what I mean? The rest of the 362, you can't deal with just this weekend. And she was like, I mean, I just don't like the way they play that jungle music. I said, why is it jungle music when you hear it? But when we hear it, it's our culture. You know, it's where we're from. We hear your music, we don't like it either.
I hear that Irish club music, I'm gonna pass out, but you don't see me going off about it. I just turn it off or move on, you know?
And sure enough, this woman cursed it, because she said, well, I just can't see anything good coming out of it, because certain people are coming that are taken away from it. I didn't see it like that because I was in it. Sure enough, my sister went she went the fourth year or the fifth year. She said she had okay time. I don't know what happened. But then she wanted to go another year. And I was like, do not go. I said, I've been not hearing good things about it.
They started raping people on the street and just doing all kinds of stuff.
But none of those kids were in college. Every last one of them that were getting locked up, they were making sure they let them know, these are not college kids. These are people who from the hood who heard about how much fun it was down here and just ruined it.
And sometimes those people come to pray upon those so-called college kids that they think are so naive or privileged or, you know, whatever it is that they may think about.
I mean, it was so much, and literally there was never any shootings and anything, but literally that year there was a shooting, and the last year I went, there was a shooting, and then there was a stampede, and I knew I was never gonna come back. I was like, this is not the first 2 years we went where it was bananas fun. You know, you were in traffic forever. You were listening to music. You were getting phone numbers. You just had fun, fun, fun. And then that third year, I saw it declining. And then I knew by the fifth year, it made the news. It was on the news. And it was so disgusting the way those guys were acting towards those girls. And it was guys, Black men acting this way towards Black women. And it was horrible. You couldn't blame anybody but the Black man for that. And I was so upset. I was like, why would you come here to a place that's supposed to uplift the Black community for, it was about the college. Mm-hmm. You know, it was about
colleges.
Yeah. And they ruined it. So my thing is this, I believe that now when I saw the guy walking around China like that, I'm like, you're not gonna, nobody else please try this. You know, he's
walking around. I wasn't impressed. I'm not kidding you. I looked in those comments, I scrolled down, nobody was saying anything that made any sense to me. We're God anywhere we go. And you know what? A lot of people have nice bodies. This is the thing that people have to realize. A lot of men have phenomenal bodies. So just because you spent some time in the gym and you've worked out does not make you a God. What makes you a God is your mindset. And the fact that you're in a culture, you're in a country where the culture doesn't allow that tells me you're not behaving in a godlike manner. Now, I'm not going to say what you are and what you aren't, but you're not behaving in a godlike manner.
I agree with you because I said that, and that's why when I saw that, I was like, you got to see how much of, like, it, to me, I saw a fool. Because my thing is this, you don't have the first woman on your side. You know, there you don't have the first Black woman on your side who was walking with you, touring the towns with you, enjoying. You are by yourself looking like a fool to me. And so I was so happy because I thought when I was the only person, because after reading those comments, I'm like, nobody's saying go home, put a shirt on. Like,
right.
Go home.
I mean, like, I thought to myself, I'm an admirer of a strong physique. So I thought, wow, you know, he has a great body. But even before I thought that, I thought this isn't the place for that. There's a place for everything. You're not at the gym. What are you doing?
You can't even enjoy the great body because you just want him to put on a shirt and still have the great body and say, wow, he has a great body. Like, we can see, who are you trying to impress, first of all? Because as a woman and Black woman, we can see all of that through your clothes.
Right.
We claim the gray sweatpants. Kevin Hart might have said it in his comedy act, but trust me, he got it from a woman.
Everybody, yeah, they wear them on purpose. So
exactly. You got that from a woman.
Sundress season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my thing is we can see what you're working with and what you got through your clothes. You don't have to do all that. So who are you doing it for?
And he had his pants down low enough for you to see, you know, those. And I'm like, what are we doing? And you know what? As crazy as white people, white women, Asian women, all of them are about our men. He didn't have to do that. He could have gone over there fully clothed and they would have been all over.
That was my point. Who was he trying to impress? And he can try to say all he wants. I don't have to try to impress nobody. I was doing this to myself. What about yourself needed that?
Right. Stay home and get yourself some self-respect. And then, you know, I just didn't get, as soon as I saw it, I was like, what is he doing?
And like I said, I couldn't even get to the great body part for the topic of this conversation because I was so disgusted. Like,
well, I'm not going to lie. I did see the great body. I was like, whoo. But not before I said to myself, why is he wearing that? Well, you know, why does he not have a shirt on? And I looked, nobody said that. Nobody raised any concern about him being inappropriate. Like, you don't go to church like that, do you? I'm not equating China with church, but I'm just making the point. There's for everything.
Yeah, like, go to Egypt where you got
They're doing that in Egypt.
But that's what I'm saying. At least you got statues with men who are dressed like that, you know, showing their six pack and standing there looking like they, you know.
He needs to go to Miami. He needs to go to Cali.
Yeah.
He needs to go to maybe even Mexico. You can go to Cancun and do that. There are you can go to Brazil. Hey,
go to Brazil. That.
Yeah, but just don't go to Dubai, China. Don't go to Gambia. Don't you know, certain places that don't want to see you. It's not appropriate.
I agree. And I just think that we as Black people don't need to aid in the buffoonery that's going on. We don't need to help it any further than we already are being depicted, which I am hard on us. I'm hard on my own race because I feel like we have taken such a lackadaisical approach to stuff right now. Like we haven't stood strong. I mean, I'm proud of so many of us. Don't get me wrong. But for some reason, we start off, and that's probably going to lead into our next conversation about the prophet. I mean, the brother Polite. Well, he's not a prophet anymore. He took himself right off.
He was never a prophet in my eyesight, but I feel you.
I
do think, we've touched on this before, I do think that our culture has taken a nosedive in many respects. And for me, it's not that we internally created that. It is when they took over our music. I remember when my son was a kid and they started making rap videos synonymous with the strip club, and I stopped watching them. I used to watch videos. I've never gotten back to it because I never wanted my toddler to be walking around and seeing women on a pole. And so ever since then, it's 21 now. In those two decades, it has just gone straight downhill. And I think it starts with our music. It is also with the TV shows, the Love and Hip Hops.
And parents are afraid to speak up. Like, parents are afraid to tell their kids. One time, let me tell you, when I was growing up, a stripper, a prostitute,
to be ashamed of.
And a pornographer is something to be ashamed of. Now, oh my God, they got more rights than a pastor and a judge and a lawyer and a doctor. Like,
and they've got shows on TV like Beyond the Pole. Look, I don't want to see women in the back of the strip club, but they're ruining our culture.
It's demoralizing our boys, our men. It's making them not even have respect for themselves.
And our women. They don't have, and by the time of that Freaknik you're talking about and the things that you're talking about, it was starting then. There's no respect for our women. And guess what? You destroy your women, you destroy your race. Who you think's having the babies?
Yeah, no, I know.
Who's educating the babies? You've got to hold up your women. You're only as strong as your women are respected.
And let me tell you.
That was our time. So we can go to the next issue, Brother Polite and the rape charges, you know, revealing pedophilia, really, because it's bigger than rape, because we're talking about a 14-year-old girl.
And I'm so, like, I'm not going to lie, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus right now, but I am trying to say, because I know that there are a group of women out there, or men, that feel like we kick people when they're down. I'm not a kick you when you down type of person, but I do feel like I can have my opinion while you're down, just like you have an opinion about me if I'm down. So my opinion about this would be the choices he made, whether he was guilty or not, the choices leading up to it is sick. And I have to get on so many men in my even personal life. Like, you did things that are considered sick. That's sick to take a 14-year-old to any party, whether her mother said it was okay or not. No, you have to say no, her hot butt staying home. Do some homework.
You know what I heard, though? This is the story that I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard from multiple sources, and I wasn't there, and I don't know if this is true, but a number of people have said that they were traveling. The daughter was traveling with the mother. He was dating the mother. The different sources, some say 1 year, some say 3 years. He had been dating the mother, and they were going to go downstairs to the hotel lobby to dinner. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll take her. And the mother said, no, that's okay. And the little girl said, okay, that's okay. You know, I'll go down there with him. And when they went down there to the lobby, they didn't see the other diners. Now, it comes out later that perhaps he didn't take her to the right section because all the other people were there and were saying, we never saw them come down. So when they didn't see the other people down there, they said, he told her, well, your mom's going to meet us at the after party. as far as I know, it was never any, I'm going to take your daughter to an after party.
Yeah, was, you don't get to I'm go to plan B. You're supposed to be downstairs waiting.
And take, if
you
don't take her back up.
You wait and bring her back up or sit downstairs and wait for me to come downstairs.
So they said that he said, your mother's going to meet us at the after party. He took her to a club that was closed. Some say he gave her alcohol on the way there. Some don't. And then the club was closed. Nobody was there. And he was like, your mother's going to meet us.
See, that's too many old.
Over here. And, but see, she's 14. And that's the thing. It doesn't matter how old you look. You're no match for a 37-year-old man and his mental
manipulations. I was 14 and I was very, you know, promiscuous. So I know for a fact that I knew what boys were. I knew what men were. And my thing is this. If she is that type of kid, and she is a kid, and if she is that type of kid, then she was all with whatever he had going on anyway. Because I'm seeing it a lot on social media. These women are dating their boys, their daughters' men, and their daughters are dating the women's, I mean, their mother's men. And I'm like, y'all are
sick. When they're saying that the daughters are dating the mother's husbands or boyfriends, for me, that's a problem with the men. I'm assuming the mothers don't know. Now, if the mothers know, yeah, that's a problem for the mother. But if you
know, when the mother is trying to get with the daughter's boyfriend or dating the having sex,
that's a problem too. Yeah, but like with we didn't ever talk about this because I think this came out before our podcast started. But like with did we talk about Jada Smith? Jada Pinkett Smith dating August Alsina, which was her son's buddy or her.
I did not even know that. That was news to me when you told me that. I was like,
that is a problem too. That is predatory and it's pedophilia. And even if he's 18, it's still predatory because those people are not able to match wits with a 40-some-year-old woman. The 14-year-old, they're saying that she's a virgin. I don't know if they know that. But the thing is, you're right. You make a valid point. At such time as you go to that lobby and nobody's there, your mother's not meeting you anywhere. Take your butt back up on that elevator and go up to that room to your mom. My kids are not the most worldly, but my daughter at 14 would have not wanted to go down there with him in the first place.
No, my kids.
First of all, my daughter would have been like, nah, I'm going to wait for mom, I'm waiting for you.
My kids are like that with everybody. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust
me. If by some chance you got her to the lobby with you and nobody was there, she's not leaving the hotel. When she knows I'm upstairs getting dressed, she's going to be like, no, we'll meet you there. I'm going back to my mother.
Yeah, you know? And if there's no other female involved, my kids be like, I'm going to go back to my room. I'll be back in a minute. And you won't never see them no more. And people have told me this. They be like, you know your daughter dipped out on me. I'm like, I know. But it's the thing,
and I'm not into kicking people while they're down either, but if you don't want us to talk about it, don't do it.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. And my thing is he has got to be held accountable by that conscious community, by the Black community, by everybody involved. Well.
Like, you're doing so well. You got such a good following, good audience, and the things you were talking about.
Wilding out anyway. You noticed that he was into polygamy, parading around these women.
I just found that out, the polygamy part. I was like, dude, are you crazy? But he's not a... I don't care what people say. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want about me. And I always tell people that. But he's not a beautiful person. So to me, he's not handsome. So you already coming in the gate with issues of your... And I'm not saying this because of dark skin license. I'm saying it because physically, I don't see anything attractive about you.
But the attraction, so you know...
Brain and your intelligence would have stood out first. And hearing you speak, you know, so... eloquently about your race and how you're fighting for it would stand out first. But then if you just dumb, you got losses all across because you're
physically. He was a Nuwabian, which is with Dr. Malachi York and that whole group up in New York, like the House of Consciousness.
Oh yeah.
You know, some women are attracted to power. And I think that the women that were with him, I was at a event in Bed-Stuy some years back, and he was there with one of his wives. One of his wives. I'm not a supporter of polygamy, but I don't have a problem with If that's what you're going to do
with all of it, that's something.
I don't. If that's what you're going to do, and all the women involved,
how insecure to me do you have to be to share?
All the women involved are on board. See, we're not talking about what we talked about with the culture where the men are cheating and you're sharing men and you don't know it and it's a problem. But if all the women are on board and they want to live in that kind of environment, I'm okay with it. What I did see recently was him parading around with maybe four or five women dressed in the nature of prostitute, you know, tight clothes, all this. And I'm like, what kind of consciousness is that? You're not uplifting our race, you're degrading it. And you're rolling down in the gutter with the Love and Hip Hop crew. Not that all, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you know, there is an element on that show that's really gutter. And I don't know. I just think that we have to hold them accountable. We have to make it clear in our community that 37-year-old men, and if, even if she was a willing participant,
or women, we can say women too. We can say,
it's not okay to, you're exactly right. It's not okay to be having intercourse of any nature with 14-year-old of the opposite.
For years, people have been like, oh, when a man dates a 19-year-old and he's 40 and he's 30.
Not okay to
me. Because one of the guy from the Kardashians, he was dating a 19-year-old.
Scott Disick.
Scott Disick.
He was dating, was it Lionel Richie's daughter? No, it was somebody else.
And then they broke up and then he started dating his other celebrity daughter. But my point is this, my daughters, I hope they're smart enough to know, you know, for their age, you bring a 40-year-old man or 30-year-old man in here, he's getting shut down by your entire family for the simple fact my brothers and me are going to look at him as a pedophile. I don't care what you think or what you say, his brain and your brain can never be on the same. He is.
That's the problem I have with it. Obviously you were too, but I remember being 19 years old. My daughter is about to turn 19. She's intelligent, all that. I'm not taking anything away from her, but there's no way you are at a stage where you can match up with a man who's been in this world for 40 years or 50 years with all that experience and knowledge and manipulation. You just can't relate to him on his level. So any relationship is unbalanced and problematic, and I'm not for it. And I, you know me, I'm gonna let you live your life. Well, that's the one area where you're gonna have a problem out of me.
You have a problem.
And you probably gonna have he's gonna have a bigger problem because everything ain't for the internet. All I'm gonna say. Right. Everything ain't for the internet, but he's gonna really have a problem, you know?
And my thing is this, is if he's of sound mind and he thinks it's okay to date you, meaning he doesn't have any chromosomes missing or anything, then that means he's sick. Something's wrong with him, because my thing is it's a totally different thing if he's got some glitches going on in his brain and he's never really been the mature person.
It's still unacceptable, but it's different.
Different. I mean, if this dude is partially retarded, partially autistic, partially, you know, Asperger's, whatever glitch or special development he has, I didn't even say glitch, yes I did, but anyway, partial development, what he has, we can accept the fact that they aren't developmentally there yet.
We have to explain to him why our offspring of this age is not a suitable mate, and you will not be continuing with this relationship.
And that means something wrong with my child, for the simple fact, what do you see in this person who is mentally delayed? Girl, bye. We're not doing
that. You know what a bigger issue is? Now, I was saying that he was from the House of Consciousness or whatever that is up there, this whole movement, and it started with Malachi York. You know, Malachi York is now doing a 135-year term in prison for pedophilia with over 100 kids. And also,
Africa, like that. Is that true?
Yeah, and Afrika Bambaataa was up there, and he has been accused. I don't know if he's a part of their group, but
he's being accused now.
Well, it's been going on for years. So my question is, first of all, I have a problem with what Polite has done. But secondly, I have a question about the whole culture up there and whether it needs to be dismantled and what we need to do about it, because we need to let them know that pedophilia is not okay. Was Brother Polite molested and now he's doing what he experience. I don't know, but it's going to come to an end. It's got to
I believe that's what triggers it, though. I believe that if he was, that's why he's a sick dude and he's doing sick things. Because my thing is this, there is nothing. Like I said, I was young. I know what I was. And I knew that guys way older than me used to say, I'm going to be ready. You're going to be ready when you get
to I hated that.
I used to
yell out, you know, because you know how pervs are, and you walk down the street and they're blowing their horn. And I used to yell out, you're old enough to be my grandfather. And so I'm older now. I still don't want an old man. I'm sorry. Miss me with all of that.
And let me tell you, there is still knowledge out there, because when we were in California, my daughters and I were walking. Well, of course, they didn't want to walk with me, even though I'm with them. I would crash their style. They use me to stop people. Okay, go up to this person, ask, you know, where's everybody hanging out? But they will
my
not.
Kids don't do that.
Oh my God, yes. They use me for everything.
Your girls are so hilarious.
You should see what they put their mother through. They will walk ahead and there would be, like, say, a group of guys that would be trying to talk to them. And then I would walk up to the group and they would be like, who's this? And they would be like, my mom. They'd be like, that's your mom? They'd be like, yeah. They whole demeanor would change. They would become yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I would be like telling me and Victoria, do you see what I was trying to show you? They looked at me and saw that I wasn't playing with them. They immediately knew when I walked up to the circle, like, oh, she's that mother. Yeah, I'm her.
Different mother.
Yeah.
They would keep it going. That different mother with, and then I do wear booty shorts, but, you know, I still look classy. But a different mother with a different mindset and a different energy.
Yep.
It would have kept right on.
It was, and we used to hang out late because we were on, you know, we was on the East Coast time zone. So we used to hang out really late. We would walk to this 24-hour kitchen and eat like 3 o'clock in the morning over there. And so you would have certain people that were out on the street and guys. And let me tell you, one guy pulled up and he had a G-Wagon, a black G-Wagon. They were rappers. And they were like, where y'all going? Where y'all going? And so me and Victoria just pointed to me. They was like, who's that? And they were like, our mom. And they was like, oh, no, y'all go ahead. Y'all, good night. Good night, mom. I was like, yeah, good night. That was another episode. I kept telling them that. They was like, mom, you just look scary. If you take on that scary face, I was like, I do not look scary. People can see mothers that just didn't raise their kids like that and ain't playing it. And mothers who are out here with their kids to help play that game. They can clearly
see. Let's twist that again, too. What if those men could have been some men with enough respect for your daughters to meet a rapper that they might want to date or something. Yeah. But we know the kinds of things that happen.
But they don't want to go through us, not at 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't want to go through mom.
Because we know the kinds of things that are happening when they bring them back to that house or to that hotel room or whatever. It's nothing nice. But what? Just imagine if they had respect for women and were really looking for somebody that they could kick it with as opposed to manipulate or abuse or whatever.
And trust me when I tell you, those type of guys don't want to put in the time that it's going to take when you see a mother like me right behind her daughters. They don't want to put, that's not what, that it might happen in another day. I've seen guys, like respectful guys, come up to my children and try to talk to them when I'm around, but it's a whole different game. So like I was saying, Brother Polite, he obviously was dating a woman that was with the smoke, because if he couldn't have been dating me. Because he would have never even thought to do that to my children.
And the question is, if he had been dating her for a year or 3 years, whatever the case may be, what has been going on that led up to this ultimate act? Because I don't think that you just start from having total respect for the little girl to trying to make her give you oral sex. I just don't think you jump from
that. That to me blew my mind. I just heard that part of it, the oral sex part, that he woke her up trying to get that from her.
And her mouth was swollen.
And my thing is this, you have a whole grown woman that you're dating.
Let's take a quick moment to recognize our sponsors. We will now return to our current episode.
And you don't think that you need to get it from somebody who don't want it and can't give it to you?
Because that's pedophilia. That's a perverted mind. And also what I always tell my children too, is that rape is a crime of power, not sex. When people committing rape, most of those people, like say we were talking about Mr. Kyle, who, which our time is up, so we're gonna move on. But Mr. Kyle, who used to be in Master P's camp, went to jail twice for rape. Now you and I know he was at the top of his game the first time. He was at the top of his game the first time. Master P wasn't like these other jive people. He was paying them money, getting them houses in their name. So he had plenty of income. There were thousands of women that would have dropped their panties at the sight of him. But you want to go rape somebody, because rape is not about sex. Rape is about power. But we could talk about that another time, because dear, our time is up. Moving on to our last and final topic is this crazy thing that I keep seeing on the TikTok about the white X Factor winner who reveals this secret religion, and he shows in this 5 hour long video that the front for it is Freemasonry, but at the top of the pyramid, unbeknownst to most of the rank and file members, is Satanism, and that the whole thing is about the advancement of Satanism. And that thing is just blowing my mind.
So really quick, you said X Factor winner. X Factor was a contest that was on TV that you could show your talent, and if you win, then you go on to get this superpower behind you that can, like, you have PRs and that, you know, can handle your career. You have a manager, an agent. So,
like American Idol was?
Yeah, so it's like American
Idol. But X Factor is foreign, right? Because he didn't say on...
Well, they have an X Factor here too. So they have pretty much everywhere. They have like X Factor Brazil, X Factor United States, you know, UK, X Factor. So
you know, I've never seen it. I've never seen it, but he was sounding maybe Australian, or he's not American, and I don't think he's British, but he's European.
Absolutely. So, and I believe it was another like Simon Cowell. So it's almost like the guy who does America's Got Talent, and also the other one, American, right. So it's more so like that in a contest. So this guy won this contest, and now he's releasing some secrets he's saying about.
Oh, he won the contest and got into the music industry.
And through the music industry, I'm assuming from what little bit I was able to gather, just for be able to have a great discussion about this, because I was interested in this, is that he's saying once he got to a certain level, he was offered, do you want to go all the way Michael Jackson, or do you want to just stay low key and be the backup singer to, you know, Mariah Carey?
But in the video, he's saying that he's breaking his vow by saying this. So he must have said, yes, I want to do it. And then like Eminem and so many other people,
people
realize it's way more than they bargained for.
People have been saying this, and they would, like, I would tell everyone about the cartoon. There was a cartoon they used to play in my elementary school about the girl who sold her soul so she could be able to sing. And I just known about this. And of course, you know about the Netflix, about the guy who couldn't play guitar and then came back after selling his soul.
Like the big blue Mississippi.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Robert Johnson or something like that.
But this tale has been going on from the beginning of time, and it can be dismissed as people who can't make it, never made it.
You not believe it? You don't believe it, Tor?
The reason why I don't wholeheartedly believe it, because this is the thing, okay? I believe just like fraternities, sororities, clubs, gangs, I believe it would be naive for me to believe that they wasn't whatever you want to call this organization that might happen in the industry. It'd be naive for me to believe that there is none. You know, that you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, okay? It's just naive for me to believe that that's not in the industry also. However, I do not believe that it's something that is unwanted. I believe that if I got into this business and I was approached by a group of people, I'm talking about Fortune 500 company,
top of the top.
Yeah, you know, people in the industry who are making a name for themselves, you know, Stephen King and you know, anybody, you know, just people at the top of this pyramid of the industry of entertainment was approached to me. I walk in the room and they say, do you want to be the greatest? You know, and if you do, you have to take an oath, because we are all in this oath together. you know, you don't have to, you can go away and make it on your own, whatever. And I'm like, you mean tell me I can skip the line and I can get all of this and I got back, I will never get pulled over by the police and I'll be able to get any house I dream of.
Unless you're trying to teach me a lesson, because they'll put you to jail like they did Lil Wayne and T.I. And I mean, if you get out of line, you're going to get
That's my point. If they're in it, or if they're not in it, I don't know if they are or aren't, but if they're in it, then I guess you get a whooping if you don't follow suit. And if you're not in it, then they're going to make it hard on you to make you say, see, that's why I told you join. See, that's why I told you join. You wouldn't even have this to worry about. So
you don't believe the Satanism part and the Freemasonry part?
I don't believe the Satan part. And the reason why I don't believe the Satan part, because from what I've been hearing for so many years, is that our history was told backwards. Our history was told that there's a figure called God that we all should worship and believe in, but Satan was the real person who we should have feared, respect, and loved. So my thing is this, I can't believe that they are saying we love and we support Satan, you know, and we promote Satan, and that's supposed to be the good, you know, from where they're standing from. I just can't believe that. That would not make sense to me. So if our history was told backwards, that the good is really bad and the bad is really good, you got trillions of people believing in God and thinking God is the end all be all, but then you got this handful of people in the industry who are making it, and you looking, you wondering, how did they make it? How did they
get
there?
But it's not a handful.
Believing in the right God? I just can't believe that.
It's not a handful. In that 5-hour video, the number of people.
No. I know it's not a handful, but I'm talking about
the number of people he showed was astonishing. But I will say this to you. Mm-hmm. I do believe something. There is something, I've always heard it. When the stars start breaking down, you see Kanye on stage saying, I sold my soul to the devil. You see Eminem.
Katy Perry said it too. She said
Katy Perry said it. You see Eminem afraid to look in mirrors. You hear them. I think that either people are so desperate for fame or so desperate for riches or whatever it is that they make this bargain. You heard the thing with Bob Dylan.
In the interview, he said,
I made this bargain with the commander in chief on this earth and in other realms. I do think it's true, but there's something about that video that is a problem for me.
Which one?
Number one is when I took the video of this X Factor guy, it's a 5-hour
doing like this with their face and this and all this.
And the hidden hand and the discipline and all of that. One of the problems, you hit on the 666, I've been taught is the number for melanin.
Yep.
For melanin.
So it is though. Us. That's a fact. You can look that up.
What I've been taught. That's what I have learned. So I do have that problem with it. And the bigger problem I have, because I actually turned on to YouTube and started watching it, and it has been up for more than 3 months with more than 1 million views. YouTube, Tora, that kicked off Young Pharaoh, that kicked off RZA Islam, that's banning people, it's all on TikTok, nobody's banned. I mean, like, somehow, somebody, somewhere wants us to see this. Now, I don't know where the truth versus the lie falls in, but it's just highly suspicious to me that this would be floating around for so long without any censoring. I just, something's
nobody's
not right.
Reporting it as fake and false.
Mm-hmm.
No one's reporting this as fake and false, right?
No one's reporting it. They're not banning it. They're not taking down his video. He's still alive.
That video has been around for a long time. It's gotten longer because I saw it 20 years ago almost.
Oh, it's been up for more than 20 years? No, X Factor wasn't out 20 years ago.
No, X Factor's been out for over 15 some years, but it's getting
really? Because American Idol's been out a long time. I don't watch that stuff, but I did watch that first season with Fantasia and then the one with Ruben Studdard or whatever. It's a long time ago, actually.
Long time ago, but that video it's gotten longer. Like, the more years go on, they keep adding people onto it. But I saw
so
that video.
Many people.
Yeah.
That got me too, I will say. Like, I am already aware he's not a little bit preaching to the choir, not the Freemasonry Satanism part, but I know that there's dark industry in the entertainment industry. There's dark energy, I meant to say, and that you have to subscribe to it. Anybody we know that's a household name is a part of that. And I talk to my kids about that because they're in entertainment. You don't get to that level. There are levels you can go to, but you don't get to that top level without being a part of whatever it is that they're doing in that industry. But it's everybody.
I just know so many people in the industry, and I don't. None of them have. I haven't.
They can't tell you. It's a secret society.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I've been in the industry, and I've never subscribed to it. My children are in it. My son is definitely in it. My son is.
We're talking Will Smith, Jake Gyllenhaal, Madonna. We're talking Stephen King. We're talking Seal. We're talking David Bowie. We're talking the people at the top, top, top. And that's what I tell my kids. You can go up, you can make a good amount of money and have a phenomenal life without being a part of that. But if you want to be, I'm known by one name, I'm a household name, everywhere you look is me, you got to do something.
I do believe there's an organization, because like I said, it's just like if you have, you know, the sororities and the fraternities.
We're in a sorority, and we do have our secrets.
Right.
We do have our secrets,
but you also are supposed to look out for those who came before. True. You know, and my
and you give them a little bit more of a pass. Somebody drives me crazy, and I still will find myself reaching out to her or responding to her because she, after all, is my sorority member. And I gotta,
she's supposed to be your sorority sister. So when you see a police officer and they call it the Fraternal Order of Men, that lets you know. The
Fraternal Order of Police.
It started out the Fraternal Order of Men before they became the police. So
The FOP. The
police got the title once they became patrol officers and had to patrol slaves and all, but it used to be Fraternal Order of Men, and then they was like, that sounds, you know, like anybody can come. So then it was like, well, now we have to change it to whoever's policing the slaves, which was the police, which was what they were created for. So then the Fraternal Order became that organization. So you would see all these years, these police officers doing all this stuff, and nobody had a problem with it because it was so many people involved in that fraternity.
I just have to say this, and then I'm just going to let you finish, but I would be remiss if I didn't say right here, truthfully, I do believe that the industry is controlled by dark energy, that I don't know if they're worshiping Lucifer, Satan, all of that because of the 666 or something, but it's something not right with it. And the reason you can tell is because you can tell what kind of tree it is by the fruit on the tree. And all of the music and the television shows and the movies, it is all gone left to hell in a handbasket. And so I know something's wrong with that industry. Now, I don't know that what this guy is saying is wrong with the problem is.
I think something's wrong with the people.
No, it's the people that run it. It's the people that...
who run it don't live forever. So my thing is this, when people die and people take over, it's time you can change. You can change that path. You can change that energy. You can change as a person. You don't have to keep that same model around. So my thing is this, if Harvey Weinstein is locked up for doing all the stuff he did,
proved my point. Harvey Weinstein, they knew that for years. Corey and Corey were being molested. They knew that for years. We know about MK Ultra and mind control. Something is wrong with those people. And you know what? When Bob Dylan said the chief commander on this earth and other realms, those entities in other realms do live forever. Now, I know that so many people are like, whoa, Kim, you are a conspiracy theorist. But something, even the Bible tells you that Satan is the god of this world. Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I'm saying that there's something dark that is controlling them and leading them down the wrong path. And I think that when people die, they are replaced with other people who continue to promote the agenda. Something's wrong in Hollywood.
There's an energy that's positive and negative on this earth, period.
True.
And so people are going to tap into that negative energy, it's going to manifest and produce more negativity. But you can also shut it down, and you can also just focus on good, harmonious, and great
things. Where is that? Tell me the TV show, the song, the movie, any part of the entertainment industry where there's some positivity, because I'm missing it.
So that means there has to be a gardener that is willing to cultivate the seed of negativity and negative energy. And that's all I'm saying, because if there isn't, it can't grow. You cannot sit there and cultivate something and destroy it at the same time. It has to be nurtured and put into a pot of more than just that. Soil represents so many of the other negative people that are willing to be in that pot with that seed to make it grow, of that bear, that fruit, and that tree that's gonna grow. Because you put me in that soil, right? You say to me right now, okay, Tori, you gotta sacrifice somebody. And Tori, you have to.
Yeah, do you believe that part? It does appear that they sacrifice people, that they feed off that energy, that there's the adrenochrome. All that stuff appears to be true when you really look at it.
If you stand back, like they say, you have to stand back to see the full view of the elephant. If you stand back and you look at that, you can easily dismiss fame, fortune, and all of that with that little quick notion and saying it's a negative energy. You submit it to it, and now you're going to have all abundance of life.
I don't dismiss that, and I don't deny their talent and their perseverance. I'm not using that to denigrate what the people in the industry are bringing to the table. Okay. What I'm saying is, all I'm really saying is I believe there's something wrong, but I don't know is what he's saying, and I really have a problem with how long his video is up. I know that if it was really true, it would have been taken off. They would be keep reposting and saying this got taken down, but I'm nobody's saying that. It's been up.
Well, let's take this interview, because I would love to talk more about this. Let's take it to the heartland of California, LA, and let's do interviews and let's find out how many other people believe that there's a dark force.
Do we have some people to interview? I don't know if he come on here though, but do you have some people that come on here and talk about it?
I mean, I can ask my friends who I have in the industry, see if they're willing to talk about it.
I would love to. I have a couple people I know that are or were in the industry, but they're the type I cannot see them agreeing to come on here. I can't see it. One I know for a fact won't do it. Mm-hmm. And she used to be in the Will Smith camp. But you know somebody in Will Smith camp, right? That broke their leg or arm or something.
I know a lot of people in the
industry. Oh, Tora, set it up. You know I'm gang. It would be great.
I know a lot of people, but I think we should take a trip to LA and just start talking.
Girl, I'm gang. Come on.
I really do. I wanted Victoria to start interviewing homeless people and ask them how did they become homeless. Somebody already just did it recently, which I told her she would have been the first. Because there's so many
people. Again, and nobody gonna do it the way she does it.
Exactly. So. It's so many people there that are homeless, and everybody came with the same dream. And my thing is, how do you end up here?
Industry.
How do you not go back home and say, screw this shit, I'll start over again? So my thing is, I think if we get there and we hear how certain things happen.
Girl, you know I love to travel. Let's go. Let's do it. But you know our time is up. I enjoyed this one. And I do think that it's something we should continue because it's a big issue. And it looms large in our society. Right. So any last words you want to add before we close out?
Well, I just can't wait for us to elevate our podcast and start going mobile with it and actually getting people to see if we can get people, just regular people on the street, to start answering some of everyday questions that we have to, bring people.
Do that here too, actually. There's no reason we're not doing that in the DMV on some of our topics. So you just brought up a new idea that we'll talk about and see how we can implement. Great idea. Well, folks, as always, we're so happy you took the time to join us. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. You all have to come back and kick it with Kim and Tora and join us. You want to like, subscribe, comment, and make sure you get other people to come in and join so we can have this discussion about life, freedom, happiness, and the pursuit of all that other stuff.
Absolutely. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.